听力课堂，听 class.com。
And gentle listener, you can take a moment to rest before we hit the next big group, and it's a doozy.
We're calling it body and soul, and we'll be dealing with words that have to do with the basic, inescapable, concrete aspects of being alive, things you touch, really.
And those things which are harder to pin down, but are nonetheless part of the mystery of life, as 'twere. So, let's get moving. First up are the body words.You know the drill, so we won't bore you with the details. Here are the words. Extant.
After years of fighting and cheating on each other, it seems remarkable that Paul and Julie's relationship is extant. Extant means still in existence, alive. So do yourself the favor of avoiding the oft-used term of phrase, still extant, because it's redundant.
Extant generally implies that the item or person in question might or should in fact be gone by now.Old Lady Smithereens, who lives up on the hill, is extant after 135 years.
Jean hurried through the house to find all extant copies of her nude photos before her parents arrived from the Midwest. What she didn't realize, of course, is that with every copy she destroyed, she increased the value of the remaining extant copies by that much more.
A great artist's work always increases in value the fewer extant originals there are.Not so of a lousy artist, however. But then the question arises, just who decides what's good and what's not? There are so many intangibles involved in matters of taste.
There's a good one. The opposite of intangible is tangible. There are no tangible reasons to which I can point, but I get the sense that Adam is a bug lover. It's just a feeling. Tangible means touchable or palpable, right there to see and touch.
I thought that cocktail roach reading the paper and smoking a cigarette in Adam's bed was pretty tangible evidence of his love of bugs. People will forever argue over the different possibilities for how the world began, even though none of the sides has much tangible evidence to point to.
Intangible, then, means hard to touch or seen plainly.
To embody something is to give it physical form, to personify it. Ella Fitzgerald, if you will, embodies all that is great and possible in America.She has overcome race and gender barriers to become one of the finest jazz singers in the country.
She is the embodiment of that art. Our current federal government, with its massive size, wastefulness, and corruption, is hardly the embodiment of the democratic vision of our founding fathers. You, my little hubcap, embody the loving philosophy that you preach.
Moving on. Truly one of my favorite words, olfactory.What most of us believe to be our sense of taste is really olfactory. Most of the time what we're really doing is smelling our food from inside of our mouths.
Now that's going to make me sick. Olfactory, though, is a great word meaning having to do with a sense of smell. I have a very sensitive olfactory nerve, and I can detect even the subtlest odor. My grandmother's cooking, while lovingly prepared, has primarily an olfactory appeal.It smells great, but it's often too mushy. She should be punished.
One of the great pleasures of living on the border between Chinatown and Little Italy is olfactory. The mouth-watering smells from the many restaurants which waft into Darnell's little apartment are themselves worth the rent. Olfactory.
Ah, Darnell. He may have a nice-smelling apartment, but he is also evil incarnate. Don't you remember how he treated his kid sister? Incarnate.Means in human form, in the form of flesh. If you are the incarnation of goodness, then your whole person represents all that is good. Darnell, on the other hand, represents all that is evil.
Clearly, incarnate and incarnation are both related to reincarnation, which is being reborn in the body of someone else. Judy believes she is the reincarnation of Annie Oakley, which explains her abiding love of firearms.Should we exhume Annie Oakley's body to see if she's still there?
Silly. The body doesn't change, just the spirit, so there's no need to dig up any corpses. That's what exhume means, to dig out of the ground or unbury. In order to create his monster, Dr. Frankenstein needed to exhume a dead body from the nearby cemetery.
Exhume isn't just for bodies, either. You can exhume anything that's been buried for a long time. Treasure can be exhumed,Archaeological finds can be exhumed. Dog bones can be exhumed. If you can bury it, then you can exhume it.
Recently, in China, archaeologists exhumed an entire corps of life-size ceramic soldiers designed to protect the emperor after death. It took a core of people to exhume the core of ceramic soldiers. A core is what you call a body of people, and it's spelled C-O-R-P-S.
The root corp, C-O-R-P, shows up in a lot of words that have to do with the body. A corpse is a dead body. Someone who has a lot of body or is fat is called corpulent, and corporal punishment is physical punishment. Corporal means anything having to do with the body.
America is famous for its obsession with corporal concerns, to the exclusion of those having to do with the spirit. We binge and purge, obsessing about our diets and workout so much. We sometimes forget that our souls need an occasional jog around the block as well.
And with corporal, having to do with the body, we bring to a close the body half of the group, body and soul. But we'll need to review the words from body, so listen up.
Yeah, listen up. Incarnate.
The living embodiment.
Extant.
Still in existence.
Exhume.
To unbury or dig out of the ground.
Embody.
To personify or take on the characteristics of.
Corporal.
Having to do with the body.
Olfactory.
Having to do with a sense of smell.
Tangible.
Able to be touched or felt or seen. Concrete.
Now, take a listen to our special body words expert, Morty Grinder of the You Kill 'Em, We Chill 'Em Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens.
I realize that this is a difficult time for you, so I'll try to be brief. I know that grief of this nature is almost impossible to bear, and that, in the face of such a senseless tragedy, you are searching for something tangible that you can hold on to for support. Often, a loss as grave as this is so hard to accept that, despite evidence to the contrary, like a dead body, certain family members will insist that the deceased is extant. Ooh. I can remember one woman who was in such denial about the death that she returned several weeks after the burial to have the body exhumed. She needed to see it again to be sure it was dead. It's easy to understand her upset, however, because for her, that dog was the embodiment of all that she held dear in the world. That animal stood for everything she ever loved. But I'll tell her what I told you. No, I'll tell you what I told her. It doesn't matter. Love of this kind is not limited to the corporal. No, for love is a spiritual feeling that reaches beyond mere flesh and blood, transcending death. Ooh, love does not need a body to live in. It's not something you can touch or taste or feel. Not even the keenest of olfactory senses can smell love, because love is a spirit. It is reincarnated again and again, emerging in new life forms as they are born, leaving when they die. Now, if you'll walk this way, I'll show you our collection of unusual organs some of my clients have left behind.
We've just completed the body half of the body and soul group, and now it's on to soul.
Ooh, we're on the soul train now, baby. Let's hear that first word.
All right, man, the first word is like karma.
Cool, man. Karma is what we call the good or bad emanations coming from someone. In Hindu or Buddhist belief, karma is the idea that how you act in life will determine your fate in a future existence. For example, if you blow up a building or hijack an airplane, you're going to rack up a lot of bad karma, and in your next life you're going to pay for that. You may be reincarnated as a slug.
In more popular language, however, karma means something closer to vibes, as in good or bad. For instance, if you meet someone who gives you the willies, you can say, "Whoa, he's got weird karma, man." Nirvana, another word from Buddhist theology, is a blissful, painless, heavenly state that you reach once your soul has been purged of all hatred and self-delusion.
Sounds nice. Buddhists hold that every time you are reincarnated, you get a little closer to nirvana, and once you've reached that pure state, you no longer have to undergo the reincarnation cycle.
For non-Buddhists, or anyone using nirvana more loosely, it means a super state of joy. Nirvana is different for each person. For one person, nirvana might be a chocolate ice cream soda, while for another, Nirvana is a grungy band from Seattle.
Paranormal is used to describe something that can't be explained scientifically or anything supernatural.
ESP, mind control, bending spoons with just your thoughts, ghosts and out-of-body experiences. All are examples of the paranormal.
Lots of strange paranormal stuff happens in your building. Wasn't your neighbor, young Billy Wiflemu, abducted by aliens not long ago?
Yes, he was. And that's not all. Last week, I came home and caught several mice giving a seminar on bartending to a group of roaches in the liquor cabinet. That's paranormal. And how?
Spectres are also paranormal. Those misty figures that hang out in your hallway are specters, or ghosts, if you will. And you will. Rodney stared in horror as the specter of old Aunt B stood in the kitchen making pie.
The great thing about a specter is that it doesn't have to be a real ghost. It can be any vision that haunts you.
The specter of 3 straight months underwater with no light and less room keeps me out of the submarine business. If something is only like a specter, then it's spectral. Thanks to that weird powder the waiter put in my drink, the whole evening took on a spectral quality, as if I were walking through a dream. The strange thing was, in this dream, I was omniscient. I knew everything and everybody.
In most novels written by a narrator in the third person, the narrator is omniscient, or at least they know everything necessary to tell the story. In the world of the novel, the author could be considered a deity.
Well, for that matter, Elvis is a deity. A deity is a god or goddess. Of course, in this context, we use deity loosely, for we all know that real deities have supernatural powers and can do whatever they please. The fact that we deify celebrities doesn't mean they're real gods and goddesses. To deify is to treat something as a deity, as a god or goddess.
In which case, the dollar bill is the real deity around here.
You'll get no debate about that. And many people today, ourselves included, are more devout in their worship of the dollar than we are of any other holy figure.
Devout means deeply religious, but can also mean fervent about anything. Very devout Catholics can become nuns and priests, while devout dog lovers, also known as cynomaniacs, will spend hours at the pound just petting lost dogs.
Devout is easy to remember because of its clear relationship to the word devotion. Bill, you remember Bill. He's a devout womanizer, dating as many different women as time will allow.
Yes, I remember Bill. I remember him for that very reason.
Oh, now don't start martyring yourself again over Bill. I don't want to hear how you almost died for him, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, how about if I just define martyr?
Good luck.
A martyr is, in its literal sense, someone who gives up their life in the pursuit of a cause, usually a religious one. Joan of Arc is a classic example. But martyr has also come to mean any person who makes a habit of suffering, usually to get sympathy from others. Any questions?
None at all. Many saints were martyrs. They were executed for refusing to renounce their religious beliefs. But they've got nothing on my mother, who plays the martyr whenever I come home. Martyr, by the way, brings us to the end of the soul half of body and soul. We're now going to run our usual end-of-the-word group number, and we'll start with the quick review.
Here are the soul words coming back at ya.
Karma.
Karma is, according to theology, your future fate based on your current life. We use it to mean your vibe or how you make others feel.
Deity.
A deity is a god or goddess. Once again, you can be literal or figurative with this one.
Omniscient.
Someone omniscient is all-knowing.
Devout.
Devout means deeply religious or fervent.
Paranormal.
That which can't be explained rationally or scientifically.
Spectre.
A ghost or phantom, something that haunts.
Martyr.
A martyr is anyone who suffers or dies for a cause or because it gets them sympathy.
Nirvana.
Nirvana is bliss, joy, perfect peace, anything which makes you ecstatic.
I think we should have called this the 70s section.
Well, as a matter of fact, our guest speaker is definitely a gal of the 70s, and she's here to use these words in a 70s-ish kind of way. Gather around, everybody, pull up a pillow, and pour on the patchouli, because we're going to listen to and smell the one and only, the Right Reverend Guru Ellen Schwartz.
Hey, come on in. Welcome to the Soul Shack. We're gonna help you get your karma back in order, man. I mean, you need to get a better vibe, a better aura, man. I can tell you're in bad shape because of the way you're shaken. I mean, I'm not omniscient or anything. Only God and other deities like her know everything, but I can sure tell when someone's out of spiritual alignment. Here, have a little of this. There, see, don't you feel better already? Oh, that's enough. Yeah, that's plenty. Too much and you'll be experiencing some paranormal stuff. And it's a little early in your transformation for the as-yet unexplainable. Yeah, there you go. Let's stay in a rational zone for just a little bit longer. So, you're a pretty devout Joni Mitchell fan, aren't you? I hear that she's all you play on your guitar. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I can dig that. I really love her stuff, too, but I just feel that sometimes she plays the martyr a little too much for my taste. I mean, as a woman, I feel like she shouldn't suffer as much as she does. She should see that she's stronger than that. You know what I mean? I feel like her first experience with a man was probably lousy, and now the specter of that relationship haunts her, and she's scared. But I'll tell you what, a double bill of her and Bob Dylan is like my idea of Nirvana, man. Yeah, after a concert like that, I feel like I could die and go to heaven.
Yeah, me too, man. I mean, yes, Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell would be a lovely double bill. However, enough dreaming. It's time to review body and soul. You know the routine by now.
Remember to think of the definition, or at least the category it falls into, during the pauses after each word. Okay, let's go. Extant.
Despite evidence to the contrary, like a dead body, certain family members will insist that the deceased is extant.
Extant means still in existence. Bart said the dog ate most of his term paper, and that the extant pages had too much drool on them to be legible.
Karma.
We're going to help you get your karma back in order, man. I mean, you need to get a better vibe, a better aura.
Karma, in theological terms, is your future fate based on your current life. It's used figuratively to mean your vibe or aura. Jeff has great karma. He won the lottery 3 times. Nirvana.
A double bill of her and Bob Dylan is, like, my idea of Nirvana, man. Yeah, after a concert like that, I feel like I could die and go to heaven.
Nirvana is bliss, joy, perfect peace, anything which makes you ecstatic. The guru promised Melanie she could achieve Nirvana by climbing Mount Everest, and he was right. She's in heaven now after falling 5 miles to her death.
Olfactory.
Not even the keenest of olfactory senses can smell love.
Olfactory means having to do with a sense of smell. Augusta was quite familiar with the olfactory delights of vanilla-scented body oil.
Devout.
So, you're a pretty devout Joni Mitchell fan, aren't you?
Devout means deeply religious or fervent. Kevin was a devout runner. He ran around the block at least once a day.
Embody.
For her, that dog was the embodiment of all that she held dear in the world.
To embody is to personify or take on the characteristics of something. Embodiment means the living example of an idea. With his perfect physique and coordination, Aloysius embodied the Olympian ideal, though he failed to win a gold medal.
Paranormal.
Too much and you'll be experiencing some paranormal stuff. And it's a little early in your transformation for the as-yet unexplainable.
Paranormal means outside the realm of normal experience, or that which can't be explained rationally or scientifically. The National Enquirer likes to report on paranormal events, such as the time that Great Danes levitated over Lake Erie.
Tangible.
In the face of such a senseless tragedy, you are searching for something tangible that you can hold on to for support.
Tangible means able to be touched or felt, concrete. The goalie's anxiety was tangible. Sweat poured from his brow as his opponent lined up for the penalty kick.
Spectre.
Now the specter of that relationship haunts her, and she's scared.
A specter is a ghost or phantom, something that haunts. The specter of rising taxes in Madrid led Mick to move his business to Borneo.
Exhum.
She returned several weeks after the burial to have the body exhumed. She needed to see it again to make sure it was dead.
To exhume is to dig out of the ground, to unbury. The grave robbers were in the habit of exhuming fresh bodies for the local medical research center.
Deity.
Only God and other deities, like her, know everything.
A deity is a god or goddess, either literally or figuratively. Venus, the goddess of love, is one of my favorite deities. I worship her often.
Incarnation.
Because love is a spirit, it is reincarnated again and again, emerging in new life forms as they begin, leaving when they die.
Incarnate means the living embodiment. To be reincarnated is to be born again in the body of another. Portia is voluptuousness incarnate. When I die, I hope I get reincarnated into a body like hers.
Omniscient.
I mean, I'm not omniscient or anything, only God and other deities like her know everything.
Omniscient means all-knowing. I think my boss must be omniscient. She always seems to know when the FBI is going to raid the offices. Martyr.
Sometimes she plays the martyr a little too much for my taste. I mean, as a woman, I feel she shouldn't suffer as much as she does.
A martyr is anyone who suffers or dies for a cause, or because it gets them sympathy. Alvin became a martyr after he was burned at the stake for his belief that Elvis was king.
And last but not least, corporal.
Love of this kind is not limited to the corporal. No, for love is a spiritual feeling that reaches beyond mere flesh and blood.
Corporal means having to do with the body. Elvis, if I may bring him up again, seemed to enjoy self-inflicted corporal punishment. He destroyed his body with peanut butter and drugs.
Honey, that was beautiful. I adore you, body and soul.
Well, let's discuss that later. I think you're getting out of control.